This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Loveland nurse has to pay $20,000 after refusing to halt a misinformation campaign around COVID-19 cures. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The attorney general warns that fraudsters may contact people claiming they can get them a vaccine or an appointment to get vaccinated. Wiser says don't fall for it. When responding to communications from a doctor, pharmacy, or health department, verify the source and check the phone number. If you have questions about when a vaccine will be available for your age group or job, check with your doctor or local health department. And above all else, do not rely on unsubstantiated claims about a vaccine's availability. The COVID-19 pandemic has been ripe for fraud and scams. The AG's office last spring investigated several claims of price gouging on hand sanitizer and toilet paper, and yes, false offers of a vaccine, even then when it wasn't yet available. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Masks and vaccines appear to be protecting kids from COVID-19, according to the latest data released by state health officials. The state health department compared school age case rates for 48 Colorado school districts that started school August 16th through 19th. It found virus rates began to rise a few days after the start of school, with rates clearly growing higher in districts that are not requiring masks versus districts that do. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
A clear impact that masks are having in decreasing transmission in our school settings.
Thanks for listening. This is CPR News.